If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
From the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness with the weekly warnings of scams and spams. Steve, good morning. A lot to talk about. First, a lot of excitement about Lady Gaga's concert. So we should talk about buying concert tickets and what you got to watch out for these days.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yes, it's a perennial problem every year, concerts, the White Sox opener today. There's going to be fake ticket sellers out there, and now I know there's a lot of electronic tickets, but the scammers still find a way to say they have these tickets and nothing's available, and they'll send them to you, but they want the money up front. So it's imperative, important to deal with the licensed ticket broker only or the venue itself, Bob. Any others, you know, Craigslist or any other source of getting these tickets, there's a chance they could be fake tickets and you could be left holding the bag as you trying to get into these venues.
The other thing going on right now is this 23andMe bankruptcy and people trying to get into the website and make sure their information is secure. What can you tell us about this now?
Well, the Attorney General for California, Rob Bonta, issued a consumer alert to have consumers to really think about having them delete their accounts and destroying their information up there because of the bankruptcy filing and the financial distress that the company is under. So, California has very robust privacy laws and consumers have protection on that. So if you do have a 23andMe account, you may want to go to their website and heed the warning of a couple of attorney generals saying that you may want to delete your data from their site and your samples as well because they're not sure of the long-term viability of this company.
Seems like there are always retirement savings scams going on. What's the best way to avoid these? And what exactly are you hearing about now?
Well, Bob, we're seeing an increase in our scam tracker reports that people are getting calls from, what they think is the retirement financial planner, and it's not, or it's somebody within that company, and they're asking you to do something quickly to move funds around or give account numbers or social security numbers. So that's the tip-off, Bob. When somebody calls you out of the blue and says something's wrong or we need additional information or we need your account number, your social security, or you got to move your money, that's usually the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, especially on the retirement accounts because a lot of people have a lot of money in there and some of them are asking them to move to a safer account and where the scammer has access to the account and drains the funds. So we've seen over the years, Bob, lots of consumers lose their life savings. Not necessary to do that. Just please, if anybody calls you out of the blue and asks you to do something, that 30-minute rule, Bob, and we talk about it all the time, and it's so important. If anyone wants to do something quickly in 30 minutes, that's usually the sign of a ripoff.
Are you still hearing a lot about Social Security scams?
Yes, Bob, we heard another warning from the Social Security Administration recently as well from the Inspector General's office. In some situations, scammers are providing these fake badges saying that they're work for them as well. Again, they want you to hand over your assets for safekeeping, almost similar to the retirement we just talked about as well. And the scammers are now impersonating that they're from the Social Security Administration. And please remember that just because the caller ID says Social Security Administration doesn't mean it's them. Because you can spoof caller ID, as we all know. So it's imperative that if you think it's Social Security Administration calling you, call them directly. Don't, somebody's asking you to liquidate your assets or move into buying gold or protecting the funds. That's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
It's amazing that people fall for stuff like that, right. But sadly they do. And then this is one I have not heard about. So now we have to be careful if you're asked to prove that you're a human and not a bot. What's this all about?
Well, we all watch out for those CAPTCHA tests. Basically, the computer wants to determine if you're a human or a bot. But now there's new ones out there where they ask you to do commands and keystrokes. And we're warning consumers that it could download malware on your computer. So those legitimate ones don't ask you to do commands or keystrokes. They ask you to look at a picture and then click on, whatever has a traffic light in them. Those are okay. It's when they ask you to do a command, like go to your command line and type in that. That's the the scammer trying to get access to your computer and download information. So don't do it, please.
More on those scams and spams if you go to the Better Business Bureau website, BBB.org. Steve Burness, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.